Dear friends, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In his letter to the church community in Rome, St. Paul says, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I would add to this list COVID-19, the pandemic that has the world in its vice-like grip in increasing numbers yet again. This virus will not separate us from the love of God, nor in our life in the Holy Spirit will it separate us from each other. Our strength together is more than just our meeting together, though being together gathered around the Holy Table, side by side, is our royal calling as the baptized holy people of God. We pray for that day when this is possible again. In response to the current developments of the virus, the government has issued new restrictions for places of worship. These restrictions are in place first and foremost to keep us safe. This is how it affects our own situation. St. Paul's will be closed for public worship during this 3-week period of lockdown. Sunday services will continue on Zoom, either from my apartment or occasionally from St. Paul's Church. You can access Zoom by going to the St. Paul's Anglican Church Athens website, where you will find the link. It will be the same link each week. In addition, Deacon Christine and I will offer additional worship and spiritual resources for you. Chris will offer something weekly on Facebook. Please contact her directly about this. I will make arrangements for a midweek evening service on Zoom. It will be 4 Wednesdays in November, beginning at 7 o'clock in the evening, and I will build in a time for chat afterwards. The link for this midweek evening service will also be on our website. The order of service for this will be available on the website also. We will work on ways to keep the monthly raffle draw going. As we approach the time when the legendary Christmas Bazaar, a great social occasion as well as fundraiser, would normally be taking place, we are all once again reminded of the need to address the loss of income to St. Paul's. Please use internet banking for your donation if you possibly can. The details are on our website. Contact me if you have any questions about financial giving to St. Paul's. If you cannot use the bank, please put aside your normal weekly offering and bring it with you when you next come to St. Paul's, whenever that might be. Stay safe and well, keep each other in prayer, and remain thankful to God for his blessing of love, from which nothing can separate us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.